why it's so busy in here today.
Okay, so we continue with the Avos Tzaddikim, the Archa Tzaddikim. I'm sorry, I'm having one of those days. We continue with the Archa Tzaddikim, the learning today, as always, should be a schos ilah nishmas adir chaver chaim elozav ben shem shenariyeh, as well as a schos for a ilah nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben chaim menachem ben tzion, and a schos for fuach shleima of chaim da ben menarachol chanel ben shen rochol and abedati ben peril, and a schos for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we continue, and in Shara Ava, we talked yesterday about kavod. Yesterday was about chasing after honor, how it's normally. Most of the time, it's not appropriate, but there are times where you should chase after kavod if you are being embarrassed or put down or denigrated, and you need to be in a position of respect in order to influence other people. Now he moves on to the next type of love, and he's going to tell us the proper method, proper attitude to have with it. Avos tanugim, respect to loving pleasures, kegon achilu shtiyah v'sheinah. You like to eat, you like to drink, you like to sleep. Da, you should know shetzarech adam sheyichavin libay v'chol ma'isav kula, that all of your actions should be directed leidas Hashem baruch hu bovat, only to knowing Hashem, meaning every action that you do, you should have in mind Hashem. V'yeshivdai v'kumai v'diburai, when you're sitting, when you're lying down, and when you're speaking, hakol u'mah zeh adavar, should always be to this end. So the constant philosophy that a person should keep in mind is basically, what does Hashem want from me in this moment? Am I doing something to please Hashem? Am I following the ruts of Hashem? And with each action, no matter how mundane it seems, that should be the driving force. Ketzad, how? What's examples of this? Kishayisa v'yitein, let's say you're dealing in business, ayasa malacha lital sachar, or you're working in order to get a salary, lo yia b'libay likbayt zmaman bovad. Your goal should not be, I want to get money, I want to become wealthy. Eliyasa dvarim elu, you should do it, k'dei sheyimtza dvarim shagov tzarechlen, in order to take care of the basic necessities that you need, me'achilo ushtia, eating, drinking, bishivas bayis, maintaining a house, unisiyas isha, marrying a woman, those are all the additional responsibilities or the additional goals that should go along with it. Why? Because those are all goals that will tie into the Ratzon Hashem. When a person eats, drinks, or is ba'al, I'm not doing it simply for enjoyment. So until it comes out, to the point that he only eats and drinks what tastes good, and basically he's only eating and drinking because he wants to taste good. He's only being ba'al because he wants that pleasure. And he's basically removing Hashem entirely from the equation. He's basically ignoring God's place in your life, and you're basically acting for the sake of acting. I'm eating because I want to eat. Basically, you're acting like an animal. An animal does in any given moment what it desires, what it wants to do. When it's hot under the collar, it will go and mate. When it's hungry, it will go eat and drink. So, if a human being is gonna basically ignore Hashem's role, Hashem's the philosophy of bringing Hashem into your life on a daily basis, so then you're also no different than an animal, and you're just chasing after whatever is on your mind. But rather, he's saying the proper way is Eliyasim Alibai should take it to heart. I want to keep my body healthy. Bilvad alone. Don't eat everything that tastes good. Here he even spells it out like a dog or a donkey. You should eat things that are beneficial for the body, whether they taste good or not. And so therefore it comes out, it's not just about eating for the right reasons, but what you eat goes into that equation. Because what's the purpose of eating? The purpose of eating is to have nourishment so that you can have a healthy body, so that you can do avodas Hashem. Well, if you're going to eat things that are going to create an environment where you're not healthy, so then that eating and drinking in and of itself is a problematic. So it's not a heter, just because we're allowed to eat and drink anything that's kosher, it's not a heter for us to simply go and fress and stuff ourselves and become overweight and have issues with cholesterol and things like that, or too much sodium, or cause the body to break down. Any of these things that you're doing are connected the Ratzon Hashem. El yoichal devar ma'ilim laguf imar me'masukim. El yoichal devar ma'ram laguf. Don't eat things that are bad for the body. Afal pishem me'sukim lachich, even though they taste good, right? Your kids would love to eat candy and ice cream every meal, but obviously that's not healthy for them, and therefore you shouldn't do it. It's because your body's going to break down. But zeh haminig yanagatsma. This is how you should conduct himself. Yalsim alibay sheyeguf hashalom bechazuk. And you should constantly keep in mind that my goal is to keep my body complete and strong. Basically, if my body is functioning properly, then I can use my mind and my neshama to connect to Hashem. But if the body is suffering, so then you're busy taking care of the body. When you have a headache, you're not thinking about Torah and mitzvahs. It's not possible. You have a migraine headache, you got to lay down. If Leilenu, a person's in the hospital and he's in pain, he's busy dealing with the pain, taking medication, whatever it is, and anesthetics, but he's trying to address the problem. So if you're going to put yourself in a situation where you're not healthy, then by default, Hashem will not have a place in your life because you're going to be dealing with correcting whatever it is that's affecting you. Basically, he says this straight out. He says it's impossible to focus on Torah and mitzvahs if you're hungry, if you're sick, or if one of your limbs is hurting. Therefore, a person should not fast for the same reason. As we're saying, a person's body is going to break down from not eating. He says, your body will become weak and your seichel will suffer. If his stomach is full, he's going to get lazy. And if he's going to go on a very, very strict diet, he'll become too weak. And therefore, what's advisable? Asher tamit b'minei aliftan. That to use only one type of, he says, lift on is like a sauce, like a condiment. To use one type of dip of condiment, lift on echad and to eat as little of it as you can. Lift on echad to use one type of condiment. And eat as little of it as you need. With the intent that the food should get into your stomach and not necessarily to get the most pleasure. So basically what he's saying is, sometimes your kids, when you give them, let's say, vegetables to eat for supper and they don't want to taste the vegetable, so they'll dip it in ketchup. And basically they're eating ketchup with a little bit of vegetable. So what he's saying is that should not be the way that a person eats, where the unhealthy is the ikker, and you're eating it in that sense. And again, the idea is that it should be the way you eat, and the things you eat should be in a healthy manner. The hargal nafshcha ketzas itam mibli lifton. He says that sometimes even don't incorporate the good tasting item that's not so healthy into your diet. Kedei lahanik tivacha, in order to educate yourself, but like to get into the habit, that it becomes much easier for you to do without it. And if possible, do without these types of condiments and spices and seasonings that require a lot of effort. Says your daytime meal should be lighter than the meal you eat at night. Assuming you eat twice a day, so essentially what he's saying is, don't eat the heavy meal in the middle of the day, because if you eat the heavy meal during the day, you get sluggish. And this is true. People who, let's say, have a business meeting. So if you go out to lunch, it's very hard to work after lunch because you're stuffed, you're full, maybe you had a little bit of wine, and it's very hard to concentrate and focus. And so therefore, on a regular basis, a person should not eat heavy meals for breakfast or lunch because it's going to make you sluggish. Rather, that heavier meal should be at night, and that way you can fulfill your Avodas Hashem with proper energy and motivation during the day. And constantly drink water. Okay, so he basically is saying over here, stay away from drinking too much wine. Now, if you need a glass of wine, to one glass a day, is healthy. or because you're very anxious and nervous and you need some alcohol to calm yourself. Those are acceptable uses of it, he says, but not too much. Because it is a great deterrent for Torah, because as we know, yayin yisamach levavenoish, but at the end of the day, it could lead to kalas reish. It could lead to being tired. It could lead to honestly to your lack of what's the word? Your ability to say no and to refuse to do certain things, your inhibitions are lowered when a person is drinking a lot of wine, and therefore a person should do it only in moderation.